This is Sean with Voices Levon, and I'm speaking with Kelly. And Kelly, you help people in a few different. How do we start this out with spiritual as well as mentally focusing ways? And one is different levels of hypnotherapy. You also help with hypno writing, hypno art, as well as, you know, being able to be more intuitive as individuals, and people with PTSD being able to work through depression and work through different aspects that could be harbored in their head. And I know that you appreciate what we do and people being able to heal from each other's voices and be inspired from them and being able to have them saved so they can do it repetitively over and over and over. And I think that's one of the things, like with, you know, with us working with vets and veterans being able to tell their stories, but knowing they don't have to tell the story again, but somebody could click and listen to it. There's a lot of healing that goes on with that. So first off, I want to say thank you for, you know, being open to collaborating with Voices Levon and what we're doing. One thing that we had touched on when we had were on our first call was the fact that the people that you help, you know, you're kind of helping them on a very specific aspect, something that happened or something they're trying to work through. With us, we're trying to have them discuss all the different aspects of their life so they can have them saved in segments. And I'd just like to kind of start off with you telling me and what your opinion is of what we do and how you could also see how it can help the people you work with.
Oh, well, I think that what you do is, so many times we don't put our stories into a voice. Sometimes we don't tell our stories, and by keeping them in and keeping them repressed, they can become hurt places. I know, especially for veterans, when they don't tell their stories, they don't want to go back. They don't ever want to go back. But yet it comes up in PTSD in many different ways. Sometimes it's just emotions that come up. Sometimes they're flashbacks. But when they hold space and put the story into the air, and others are allowed to bear witness to it, it is healing. It is healing. It is cathartic. It's not about glory seeking either. Most times when a veteran is sharing that, it is not. And if it is, then it may be another scenario there. But what I see, I think that is wonderful. It's also wonderful when you see families sharing and you know, grandparents actually telling you a little more detail, being more candid than they were when people were smaller, telling both the good, the bad, the ugly. It gives everyone understanding, and we can stand in our truth, and families can be healed at the same time when they hear those stories. And two, sometimes families get to grow and step into healing places. So when, you know, yeah, there's sometimes alcohol, there's addictions, there's things that families drag along with them, along with love and wonderful times. So we don't have to broad brushstroke. We don't have to cover it up. We don't have to be anything but who we are and stand in our truth. And when families stand in their truth, they get healthier. And what a gift to give that to your family is an understanding. And by understanding, giving them love and giving them compassion, and also finding ways of doing things better, meaning in a healthier way, so the next generation
Right.
Gets to lift itself. So, yeah, I see that. I see that in all of this work. It's a beautiful thing.
And I really like that, just the general idea of that, you know, if they come to us to be able to help capture all those wonderful moments in their lives, to be able to pass on, there might be some aspects of their lives that aren't that great at this very moment that they need to kind of work through so they can continue to have a good life. And I think that's where we could bring you into the mix with some of our clients to be able to help them enjoy the rest of it. And I think that's the simplest way to look at how our services could work in tandem is that, you know, we're trying to help capture the widespread aspect of their life so they can really realize all the different good things that happen, some of the bad, what they learn from, and blah, 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 and then the things that are a little bit more difficult for them to deal with and work through or just, you know, get more empowerment in general for the rest of their time, no matter what their age is. I think you'd be able to kind of talk them through that and kind of focus on that healing aspect of it, I think is a beautiful combination.
Well, and you know, I was just thinking here, you know, families, we all have our, you know, sometimes we talk about good and bad and right and wrong, and I like to sometimes erase those words and call it hard and easy. Those hard choices, well, we could call them bad or wrong, but when you did that, you went on that hard path, there's where you gathered wisdom. There's where you earned your wisdom. We don't normally earn it by making all the right, easy, good decisions. Those are just like, yeah, that was great. At least I did that okay. But you don't hardly ever go back to that. But it's where you were on that hard turf. That's where your wisdom came. And so many times when we have families that splinter and you've got a, you know, the black sheep of the family or the one who took off and left. But they also offered some opportunity for the family to have awareness, to grow, to add depth. And there are knowings and there are learnings that if we are brave enough to step into that and share, it's like reading a novel. When you read a novel, if it's all just happy, fluffy air, you know, nobody's going to read it. You read a novel because you want to identify with it. And why do we identify with it? It's got some of that hard stuff in it. That those places where you went into the dark to get that wisdom, and then you came out. So that is the morsel. When you share those stories, share. And if you need help, reach out. That's where we all ascend. When we all get that real, that vulnerable, and ready to move into that next step of healthy mind, body, living, that's what this is about.
Right. Yeah, it is. And it's amazing that once people hear themselves walk themselves through their own life and they're narrating what happened, how much mental closure they get, and they think of so many more details that they want to share with the family. And I think that's another big benefit is the stuff that comes out as they're getting questioned and walk through topics, it spawns other things and other rabbit holes and other things you haven't thought of. And then all of a sudden, you know, that the daughter of the 8-year-old mother listens to the segments and is like, I never knew that she blah 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 blah, and that it starts a whole new communication and family dynamic that needed to come out before they pass away. And you know, besides the kids and the grandkids and everybody else being able to hear grandma forever, you know, so that's something that I've always really enjoyed about it. But I'm really looking forward to partnering up and being able to help each other's, you know, worlds. And as far as the people that you work with and the people that we work with, I think it's a very nice kind of 1-2 you know, we say 1-2 punch, but it's like a way to really help them on both sides. So then afterwards, they've got a well-rounded moving forward experience and being able to keep the things that are important and pass them on to their future generation. So I really appreciate it, and I look forward to where this road will take us, Kelly.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be with you in this endeavor. And again, I just, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for stepping forward to listening to your own life and hearing that calling and pulling all your talents together and these wonderful souls that are all wrapped around you, to capture these stories and let's share and let's heal and let's lift and inspire. These voices are captured in time. So these are going to be time capsules. Let's be real. Let's be forthright and vulnerable. And when we do that, I like to say magic happens, but healing happens. Healing happens, and we all gain on our strength. And thank you again. And I will be here if anyone needs me. I love to work with families and people who are on that journey towards living that full life.
That's great. Well, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to the road ahead with you.
All right. Well, thanks so much. It was a beautiful day, and I hope you have a wonderful one, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.